Hey guys, welcome back to the Digital Marketers Chat podcast. I'm your host Sanju, and today's podcast is going to be all updates because I haven't recorded a podcast in a while and there have been lots of updates. So it's going to be all updates today. And there's one more thing that I realized, that is I wouldn't be able to record a podcast on everyday basis. So I'll record it whenever I do get a time to record the podcast, or whenever there is, you know, huge updates and stuff like that. So yeah, crap. So the first thing that we're going to look into is the new look to the top navigation menu of the search results. So this update was released 4 days back, but I came across this update like months back, so probably 2 or 3 months back, and I was lucky enough to have a glimpse of this whole new look. I think they were testing it out on google.com, and I was lucky enough to stumble on it. So there is nothing special about this update. There were no changes on the menu part or how the menu stuff really worked. It's just a revamp of the top navigation menu. The next update is regarding Facebook. So Facebook recently updated its algorithm through which the reach of comments on a post has been affected. So basically through this update, Facebook looks into prioritizing the community standards of Facebook. That is, the community standards talk about what are the things that are allowed on Facebook and things that are not allowed on Facebook. And at the same time, it focuses on discouraging the engagement bait. That is, you can't encourage someone to react on your post. You can't encourage someone to follow or share your post or to comment on your post. So all these kind of comments are discouraged by Facebook, or will not be shown to users on Facebook on a post. So basically Facebook wants user to look into the post, look into the content, and make the decision themselves. They don't want you to affect the decision of the user. So that's what the whole update is about. The next update is regarding YouTube videos. So Google has been recently spotted adding timestamps to YouTube videos on the search results. So this timestamps appeared underneath the video thumbnail in the search results, and it allowed the users to jump directly to the key parts of the videos. So basically, if you are a YouTube creator or someone who creates videos on YouTube, then you might want to start adding or concentrating on the timestamps part. So you might want to add it in the description, because it might end up being important in the future. So you might want to check that out. Now, this is a fairly new update. So Google now allows advertisers to promote YouTube live streams as display ads. So if you are a YouTuber who live streams once in a while, probably pretty often, then you can live stream and at the same time advertise your live stream as a display ad on platforms where usually the display ads are shown. So it could be on the website, it could be on other platforms. And this feature is in beta right now. So the charges for the ad, or how much you would be charged, or on what factor you would be charged, is still not known. So that is something that we need to keep a watch on. The next update is also about Google Ads. So Google has introduced new interactive ads with 3D objects, and they call this new display ad format as Swirl. So this ad format will allow you to interact with 3D objects. That is, you can rotate the 3D object, you can zoom in and zoom out. So if you are someone who has hands on 3D assets, then you can probably make use of the new editor, of Google's new editor, that will allow you to edit your current 3D assets, and then you would be able to publish them on the Swirl ads. So yeah, if you guys found any of these stuffs interesting and wanted to check them out, then the links to all the sources will be in the description, so you can check them out from there. So guys, that's it for today's podcast. Those were all the updates for today. There are a couple of more updates which I'll be covering in the next podcast. So if you guys found this podcast helpful or learned something from this podcast, then please do subscribe to the podcast, and I'll catch you guys in my next podcast, and I have no idea when that would be. Ta-da.